What a delirious development for an anthropology professor obsessed with what many might regard as a triviality, the life and work of an action movie star. Well, he was just Arnold. He is now Governor-elect Schwarzenegger, a worthy subject for academe. But some people knew that all along. Here's reporter Alex Cohn.
Sure, you've probably had Arnold Schwarzenegger on the brain recently, but cultural anthropologist Louise Krasnowitz says chances are Schwarzenegger has been dwelling deep in your subconscious for many years now. Just think about it. How many times have you heard these three words?
I'll be back.
When Terminator came out in 1984, Krasnowitz was studying anthropology at SUNY Albany, and to her, the film captured a profound understanding of the relationship between man and machine.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
She and a colleague in the English department began looking into Arnold Schwarzenegger as a subject of academic research. For the past 20 years, Krasnowitz has argued that Schwarzenegger is an idea virus, a notion that spreads through our culture like a highly contagious flu. Some academic critics have said other celebrities have had much greater influence on our culture than Arnold Schwarzenegger, but Krasnowitz counters, no other celebrity has come to serve as the living definition for so many things.
He's a prototype for power. He's a prototype for political influence, for self-determination more than anything else.
Krasnowitz tries to stay true to the principles of anthropology, but confesses that it's not always easy to remain objective about her subject, especially considering how much that subject appears in her subconscious. She and her fellow Schwarzenegger scholar Michael Blitz have spent so many years studying the celebrity that he regularly appears in their dreams, which they chronicle on a website called Dreaming Arnold.
Arnold is showing me how to be a bodybuilder. And he leans his head back like one of those cutout figures that you have on the beach. And I was able to put my head on his body and look like I was pumped up. And it was a very bizarre dream, as many of them are.
Now, remember, Krasnowitz is an anthropologist, not a psychologist, so she won't hazard a guess as to what these dreams mean. But she does offer an explanation as to why Schwarzenegger is such a pervasive figure on the cultural landscape. He's the uber example of what many of us want to be.
My mission is to protect you.
She's never had the chance to discuss this theory with Schwarzenegger himself, but he just might agree. In this 1991 appearance with David Letterman, Schwarzenegger made a similar point to explain why the Terminator films did so well.
Because I think everyone has that dream to just be, maybe for one day, a Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, and to just be able to... Yeah, really, I think that's...
But Krasnowitz adds there's a danger to the power Arnold Schwarzenegger has over American society. Just look at his movie, she says. He often plays supremely confident characters who achieve their goals through violence.
So if you take those qualities and you say, this is our model citizen, this is the ultimate statesman, what are we saying about how we should act in the world? We're saying that with self-determination, you should take care of yourself rather than work communally or cooperatively. And all of these have implications for the culture if you take this as a model as opposed to some other model.
Now that Arnold Schwarzenegger has been elected to serve as California's next governor, these academic theories will be put to a whole new test. Without special effects and multiple takes, will Arnold Schwarzenegger still spread through our minds like a virus? Louise Krasnowitz will be watching and dreaming. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.